This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Our lead story at this hour, as it is so often, the coronavirus pandemic. The number of COVID-19 cases here in the United States is approaching 7 million, as states in America's midsection report infection spikes. All Midwest states except Ohio have reported more cases in the past 4 weeks as compared with the prior 4 weeks, led by sharp moves upward in South Dakota and North Dakota. The death toll in the country is approaching 203,000. The figures come from a count being kept by Johns Hopkins University. It puts the worldwide case count at 32.2 million, with 983,000 lives lost. Brazil has suffered nearly 140,000 fatalities and 4.6 million infections. India ranks third with more than 92,000 deaths. Cases are nearing 6 million. In Russia, health authorities have issued a recommendation that beginning Monday, the elderly stay at home and that employers allow as many of their workers as possible to work remotely. More than 7,200 new cases were reported in Russia today. That is the highest daily jump since July. In Moscow, there were 1,500 new infections, up from 700 2 weeks ago. Israel is tightening its second national lockdown as the pandemic bites down harder, with an alarming surge in cases. The Israeli cabinet has voted to close all non-essential businesses, including open-air markets. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says COVID is pushing the nation to the edge of the abyss. Israel has seen its case numbers grow to more than 214,000, with 1,378 fatalities. In Switzerland, there is a quarantine in place for 2,500 students at a prestigious hospitality school, apparently the result of partying off campus, which has sparked what are called significant COVID-19 outbreaks. The total of Swiss infections, 51,000 plus, with 2,061 fatalities. In Spain, residents in Madrid are being warned of tough weeks ahead amid a new sustained coronavirus spread. The national case count has jumped